I mean, going back to that, the sutta you went through. So the first bit was something about you know, anyone who considers any condition to be permanent.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I know nirvana is not a condition, you know, it's unconditioned.
Yeah.
But my understanding, it is permanent.
Pardon?
It is permanent, nirvana. Is that, can you say that? Or?
You could say that, but yeah, you're making it into a condition by doing that. I think it's important to treat it in a completely different, its own sort of category, and just sort of its nature, as opposed to a thing.
But I
would definitely, yeah. I mean that nibbana is. Well, I mean, because then you sort of think, you know, there is the unaging, unborn, uncreated, unformed. So that is what is one could consider permanent.
And is it possible to pay attention to, you know, what's happening, and, you know, try and notice whatever it is that isn't changing? Is that a way of practicing?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really helpful to, like, turning the mind. How do you say, like, challenging the mind, playing with the mind in ways that shifts its assumptions and its habitual perspectives, its habitual conditioning. That's a really helpful way of loosening the grip of clinging.
It's also permanence isn't the same as timelessness, and so it's which is a quality that's naturally mind-boggling and difficult to imagine, as Lumpur Sumedho has said quite a few times. It's unimaginable timelessness. So nibbana is permanent is casting it into a framework of time, permanence. So when you say unborn, unoriginated, uncreated, unformed, that's describing the timeless quality. So, and that's our imagination kind of freezes at the border, as it were, and it's groping to get some kind of way of thinking or describing that. But just taking a simple principle like that permanence is related to time, but Dhamma is akaliko, it's timeless. So that from a certain perspective, you can say, and this question does come up, you're not the first person to ask that, can you say Nibbana is permanent? We said, well, that's understanding that's being sort of measured or described in terms of time, but it's not really accurate to say, like, eternity can sound like a very, very long time, whereas timelessness is a different dimension, different quality altogether. That makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah.